Well Soul Life is now on Substack, where writers share their work in community. Subscribe to the Well Soul Life Substack and never miss a post on living with a well soul and have access to bonus content. See the link in the show notes.
Welcome to the Well Soul Podcast, where we pause to drink in scripture, reflect, and pray. I am your host, Shauna Scott, and sometimes life leaves our souls feeling parched. So come to the well of living water that never runs dry.
Today, we continue our series, meditating on select Psalms during Eastertide, the season between Resurrection Sunday and Pentecost Sunday, when the church celebrates the coming of the Holy Spirit. Today, we meditate on a lament psalm. Lament psalms are those that mourn or cry out about something. As you listen to God's word today, allow your imagination to enter into the psalm as if it were your own words. Before I read, take a deep breath. Quiet your mind and focus your whole being on the words of Scripture. Just be here. Psalm 42. As the deer pants for the streams of water, my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night, while people say to me all day long, "Where is your God?" These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go to the house of God under the protection of the Mighty One, with shouts of joy and praise among the festive throng. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. My soul is downcast within me, therefore I will remember you from the land of Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls. All your waves and breakers have swept over me. By day, the Lord directs his love. At night, his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forsaken me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? My bones suffer mortal agony as my foes taunt me, saying to me all day long, where is your God? Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. What did the Holy Spirit highlight for you? Focus your thoughts on this for a moment. We suffer. We go through pains of all kinds, and yet we can still put our hope in the Lord, who sustains us, even in our suffering. What suffering might you be facing, or who do you know who is suffering? Pray about this, or whatever else the Spirit brings to mind. Lord God, in our suffering, it can be hard to place our hope in you. But we know that you are from everlasting to everlasting, and that in your hands our lives are kept. So, Lord God, please help us see you at work even in our suffering, and please help us praise you amid it. Help us to see you at work in our struggles and trials. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining me today on the Well Soul Podcast. For links to study the passage in today's episode, see the notes. Subscribe to Well Soul Life on Substack and never miss a post on living with a well soul and gain access to bonus content. See the link in the show notes. In closing, I remember my late friend, Brian Vasquez, who helped make this podcast possible. God bless you, and I pray that you have a well soul.